The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله Welcome back, dear viewers. You are watching this program called The Final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I am your host for today once again. Alhamdulillah, we are yet in the month of Rabi'ul Noor of our beloved and exalted Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, Azzawajal, to get started, we shall listen to the beautiful narration with regards to Durood and Salat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as stated by Hazrat Sayyidina Musa Darir. Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, that once we were traveling in a ship and the ship had come within the storms of the ocean, everyone on the ship was faced with anxiety and worries as people assumed they would die. In that commotion, I fell asleep, and as my physical eyes had closed, my spiritual eyes had awakened as I was blessed with the vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in my dream then told me that me and my companions should together recite Durood-e Tunajjina. And I was taught this Durood by the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla in my dream. When my eyes opened, I informed my companions who were with me on the ship. And then as we formed a circle, and as others were still in the panic mode, we began to recite Durood and Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically Durood-e Tunajjina. And by the time we had only completed 300, through the fadl and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and through the blessings of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Alhamdulillah, the ship had reached the shore with safety. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers of Madani Channels, this is the blessings and the virtues of reciting Durood-e Pak and Salat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abundantly. As the poet says, Huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye, huzur aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye, mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa Darir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and his people, who attained tranquility and happiness once they had completed 300, not even 1,000 times they had reached, by only 300, alhamdulillah, when they had completed, they were out of the danger zone and the ship had reached the shore with safety. If the blessings and the virtues of reciting Durood-e Pak could benefit Hazrat Musa Darir rahmatullahi ta'ala and those who were on that ship, then for us, subhanallah, why won't the Durood-e Pak assist and help us and to remove the difficulties, adversities and calamities of this lifetime from our hearts and minds? Form the habit of reciting Durood-e Pak, as it is the month of Rabi'ul Noor. So as much as Durood-e Pak you could recite, dear viewers, you shall most definitely see the blessings of which in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are discussing the unmatched quality of generosity of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speaking about his amazing generosity as Allah Azza wa Jalla is the giver and our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the distributor to those bounties and blessings. And we're going to prove this from the Holy Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. To increase our iman, let's listen to more kalams and not. Until we return, stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بحمد الله عبد الله كنور نظر آیا مبارک آمنا کا نور دل اختے جگر آیا ویلکم 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 ویلکم
جوما ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ
جوما
ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
دلدار کی آمد کی آمد داتا کی
آمد
حضور کی
آمد
پر نور کی
آمد
جانا کی آمد مرحبا
ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ آئے آئے میرے آقا
آمد آمد ہے مچی ہے دھوم پیغمبر کی آمد آمد ہے حبیب رب اکبر کی آمد آمد ہے سرکار کی آمد دلدار کی آمد داتا کی
آمد
حضور کی
آمد
پر نور کی
آمد
جانا کی آمد مرحبا
ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ
نہ کیوں ہو نور سے تبدیل کفر کی ظلمت نہ کیوں ہو نور سے تبدیل کفر کی ظلمت خدا کے مانگ منور کی آمد آمد ہے فقیروں سے کہو غازی ہو جو مانگیں گے پائیں گے فقیروں سے کہو غازی ہو جو مانگیں گے پائیں گے کہ وہ فریاد رس بے کس کا یاور آنے والا
جو مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
جو
مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
جو
مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
جو
مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
ہے جبرائیل کو حکم خدا خبر کر دو ہے جبرائیل کو حکم خدا خبر کر دو کہ آج حق کے پیغمبر کی آمد آمد ہے
ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم یا مصطفیٰ ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم یا مصطفیٰ
سرکار کی آمد دلدار کی
آمد
آقا کی
آمد
داتا کی
آمد
حضور کی
آمد
کی آمد جانا کی آمد مرحبا
ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ
دو زانوں ہو کے ادب سے پڑھو صلاۃ السلام
پڑھو صلاۃ السلام
کعبے کے بدرو دجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمسو دعا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کیوں کہوں بے قسم میں کیوں کہوں بے بس ہوں میں تم ہو میں تم پر فدا تم پہ کروڑوں درود خلق کے حاکم ہو تم رزق کے قاسم ہو تم تم سے ملا جو ملا تم پہ کروڑوں درود تم پہ کروڑوں درود دو زانوں ہو کے ادب سے پڑھو صلاۃ السلام دو زانوں ہو کے ادب سے پڑھو صلاۃ السلام عزیز و خلق کے مصدر کی آمد آمد ہے والا عرش کی آنکھوں کا تارا سب پڑھو اے ماہ طیبہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ جمیل قادری کہہ دے کھڑے ہو اہل سنن جمیل قادری کہہ دے کھڑے ہو اہل سنن ہمارے حامی و یاور کی ہمارے حامی و یاور کی آمد آمد ہے جانا کی آمد مرحبا
ویلکم او مصطفیٰ ویلکم او مصطفیٰ آئے آئے میرے آقا آئے آئے میرے داتا آئے آئے میرے آقا آئے آئے میرے داتا مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
ویلکم ویلکم ویلکم
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Welcome back, dear viewers of Madinah channel, and we hope that you have enjoyed this beautiful kalam and amazing nas. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We do this every day in order to rejuvenate our spirits, and the more kalams we listen to, the more adab of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall be instilled into our hearts. Remember, dear viewers of Madinah channel, we as ummatis have a very sincere and a very deep connection with the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the right of every follower and every ummati that he should be obedient to his master without any doubt, dear viewers, because whatever we do have, whatever we do possess, and whatever we are to have in the near future or for the future, every blessing comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it is distributed to through Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is how Allah Azza wa Jalla has created the structure and the nizam, dear viewers. In Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 1, the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and this is the hadith which we are going to recite. Subhanallah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innama ana qasimun wallahu yu'ti. I am only the one who distributes, and only Allah gives. What the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam distributes has not been specified in this particular hadith. According to the rule, its meaning in this condition will be that the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the only one who distributes every blessing, and no one can get anything directly
without the favor of the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Allama Mufti Muhammad Shariful Haq Amjadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated, that no one in the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahu Akbar, can get anything directly without the favor of Mustafa Jani Rahmat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because there is a sahih and authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and in other books that the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ يُعْطِي. And the grammatical relation of this word, يعني يُعْطِي and قَاسِمٌ. If you look at the meaning of these two words, they show, or these words cover everything. It means that whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla gives to any of His creation, whether that blessing is physical, spiritual, whether it is apparent or concealed, He Azza wa Jalla gives everything through the wasila of His beloved Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is for His sake that He gives every blessing. As Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala had stated, wo jo na the, to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho, to kuch na ho, jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai, to jahan hai. To the extent that, dear viewers of Madani Channel, even the commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, Allama Ahmad Khatib Qastalani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has stated the very same point in Al-Mawahibul Ladunya, as well as Hazrat Allama Muhammad bin Abdul Razzaq Zurqani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, they hold the very same opinion. What is the opinion, dear viewers of Madani Channel? They have stated that the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Khazanatu Sir, yani the hidden secret and the central authority of the enforcement of the divine orders of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. So he says, everything is given through the sadaqah and wasila of Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and every order is enforced through the Master Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated, we come to know from this that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives all the religious and worldly blessings such as knowledge, ilm, iman, faith, wealth, children, whatever you possess, so on and so forth. And the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam distributes all of that that I have mentioned to you. Whether anyone got, he got it through the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because in the hadith neither it has been specified what Allah Azza wa Jalla gives and what the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam distributes. Therefore, this opinion is wrong, that Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam distributes only knowledge, or else it will imply that Allah Azza wa Jalla also gives only knowledge. Because it is not specific to Allah what He gives, therefore, it is not specific as to what Mustafa distributes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst explaining the aspect of distribution, as mentioned in this blessed hadith, dear viewers of Madini Channel, some of the ulamas and scholars have mentioned only knowledge. However, this distribution is not specific to knowledge only. Many ulama hold the opinion that this distribution is general. It includes everything not specific to knowledge itself, whether it is knowledge or wealth. Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam distributes everything. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala says,
Ni'matein baatita jism to wo zishan gaya, Ni'matein baatita jism to wo zishan gaya, saath hi munshi-e rahmat ka qalam daan gaya, saath hi munshi-e rahmat ka qalam daan gaya, ni'mat-e baantta.
Allahu Akbar. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the distributor from the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In fact, a 5th century Islamic scholar, commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, Imam Ibn Battal Maliki rahmatullahi ta'ala. Now let's listen to what is the statement of this great personality himself, subhanallah. He has mentioned this saying of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that innama ana qasimun implies that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not keep any amount of wealth for himself. Instead, he would distribute it among the blessed Sahaba alayhi muridwan.
This saying of the beloved Rasul was for heartening people, that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows some people more and some people less. The person who I am giving more, it is because Allah Azza wa Jalla has specified it. Subhanallah. And I am giving comparatively less to someone, it is also because Allah Azza wa Jalla has specified it. How clear this has made the subject, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So we learn from this that whatever you have got and whatever you will get, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives that ni'mat and bounty, for He is the bestower, He is the sustainer, He is the cherisher and nourisher. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the distributor to every blessing which you receive. A great muhaddith who passed away in the 10th Hijri, Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the greatest khalifa of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hai, 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 hai. Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed His treasure and blessing upon the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may give anything to whomsoever he wishes. There is no shortage whatsoever in the treasures of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Isme koi kami nahi hai. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat Parvani Isha Mein Risalat Imam Ahmad Riza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, in his poetry he has stated so beautifully. He says,
Kareem aisa mila hai jiske khule hai haath bhare khazane. Kareem aisa mila ke jiske khule hai haath bhare khazane. Batao ae muflisoo ke phir kyun tumhara dil iztirab mein hai. Batao ae muflisoo ke phir kyun tumhara dil iztirab mein hai.
Allahu Akbar. Kareem aisa mila ki jiske khule hai haath aur bhare khazane. The ulama and the scholars once again explained that in this couplet, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat used and pointed towards three amazing qualities, Allahu Akbar, and situations. In this case, he says, firstly, Kareem aisa, you have been granted and given such a generous master. Khule hai haath, in Urdu language, khule means a person who is an open spender. He spends money openly. He has a very open hand when it comes to money. And the third thing in the first line of this couplet is bhare khazane. Kareem aisa mila hai jiske khule hai haath aur bhare khazane. And here khazana refers to the treasures. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given the keys to these treasures to His beloved Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever people receive in this world from the earth, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke haatho mein unki chaabiyan hain. Jab aap un taalo ko kholte hain, when He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opens the lock to any treasure, then that becomes visible to the people. Allahu Akbar. Whether it is to the person, whether it is to the country, ye sara ka sara sarkari do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke haatho mein hain. Allahu Akbar. Look at the authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we had stated before, only the one who has will have the courage and will have the audacity to say, ask and I shall grant. The one who does not have, whether it is knowledge or whether it is any possession, anything for instance, only when a person has, he can give. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to his giving, dear viewers of Madani Channel, he puts no restriction whatsoever. Let's listen to the beautiful ahadith. But before that, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala highlighted, subhanallah, a very beautiful aspect of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he gives, how he gives, he says,
Kaun de taag dene ko chahiye. Hamara nabi dene wala hai sacha. Hamara nabi sabse aula aala. Hamara nabi sabse aula aala.
سب سے بالا وہ والا ہمارا نبی.
اللہ اکبر. حضرت سیدنا ربیعہ بن کعب اسلمی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, who is a very famous khadim and servant of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In fact, dear viewers, this particular narration has been mentioned by Imam Muslim and Nasa'i. Allahu Akbar. What is the incident? It has been mentioned that Hazrat Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I used to serve the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What I used to do? I used to serve him by presenting and bringing water for wudu and other utilities, dear viewers of Madini channel, such as miswak and the prayer mat, which is known as the salah mat, the musalla mat. And so the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said to me, ask me whatever you wish to ask. Yani, ask for anything. I replied, I seek your company in paradise, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, oh, ghayra dhalik, is there anything else besides that? Would you want anything else that you desire? I said, that's all I wish for. Allahu Akbar. That's all I want, Ya Rasulullah. I only want your companionship in paradise. Aapka saath chahiye. Aur kuch nahi chahiye. Then the Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, then assist me by excessive frustration. Ya'ani, worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Perform more ibadat. But dear viewers of Madini channel, the fact that the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said this without any restriction. Jis tarah qasimun mein koi restriction nahi hai. There is no restriction as to what is being distributed. Usi tarah, dear viewers of Madini channel, when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would ask his companions to ask, then there is no restrictions whatsoever. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Say, for example, in this beautiful parable which have been mentioned in Bukhari Sharif once again, in the battle of Hunain, the most distinctive and kind and generous Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's generosity was examined and shown. The people could not even imagine that the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam granted many, many Bedouins, those that were living in the villages, hundreds of camels each. In fact, before reverting to Islam, on the occasion of the Battle of Hunain, Safwan bin Umayyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked for many nanny goats, which were spread over an area of the jungle between two mountains. Un do pahadon ki beech mein itne bakre the, there were so many nanny goats that were filled between the two mountains. The noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam granted all those nanny goats to the Bedouin, Safwan bin Umayyah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Mishkat Sharif ki hadith hai, dear viewers on Madani channel. He went to his people and he said, oh my people, all of you embrace Islam. I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam shows such generosity, after which there remains no fear of poverty. He grants so much that they remain no fear of being poor ever again. Ye ek martabe mein itna de diya karte hain, ata farma dete hain, ki phir ghurbat khatam hi ho jati hai. The person's poverty and destitution is then forever removed. Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala li farmate hain,
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا, واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا, واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر. حضرت سیدنا Sa'id bin Musayyab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, Sayyidina Safwan bin Umayyah says, at that moment he was the most hateful person in my eyes. He continued to grant wealth upon me until he became the most beloved person in my eyes. Usse pehle, usse qabl, I never want to see him, but after he continued granted me wealth, I witnessed and seen such kind of generosity that I had never seen before. Then there was no other person whom I loved
more than him. Allahu Akbar.
Islamic scholars have said on that day the bestowal of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more than the whole life generosity of the generous kings, dear viewers. The jungle was full of goats and the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granting and the needy people came, Allahu Akbar, and taken from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Even after all that wealth was distributed, dear viewers of Madini channel, Allahu Akbar, even after that, a Bedouin pulled the blessed shawl of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the sacred body, leaving a bruised mark on his blessed shoulder as well as the back of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon this, it was only said, O people, don't rush. By Allah azza wa jalla, you will never find me stingy. Don't hurt, don't fight, don't pull. You would never find me to be a stingy person. I will grant you. Allahu Akbar. Jo mango milega, jitna mango milega. Ye sarkar ki bargah hai, dear viewers of Madini channel. That is why the poet says so beautifully,
jahan bani ata kar de, bhari jannat hi pa kar de. Jahan bani ata kar de, bhari jannat hi pa kar de. Nabi mukhtar kul hai, jisko jo chahe ata kar de. Nabi mukhtar kul hai, jisko jo chahe ata kar de.
Hi. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, likewise, Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that a woman brought a shawl and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have woven this with my own hands. Maine is sila hai, ye aapke liye tayyar kiya hai. I have brought it for you to wear, aapke pehnene ke liye, aap karam farmaiye, ise qubul farmaiye. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed it as well as accepted it. Then the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came towards us with the same shawl wrapped around as a tahband. Sahaba ikram farmate hain, Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu farmate hain ki sarkari do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne use pehna, istimal farmaya, phir hamare paas tashreef laaye. When he came towards us, we said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a lovely shawl. It is such a good shawl, subhanallah. Usi mein ek sahabi rasul khade huye. Aur unhone sarkar ke barkah mein arz ki, Ya Rasulullah, this shawl looks so beautiful. Can I have it, Ya Rasulullah? Can you give it to me? Allahu Akbar. After some time, he left the masjid, then returned and sent that shawl to that companion, folding it up. Subhanallah. Tay karne ke baad, fold karne ke baad, us sahabi rasul ko diya gaya. The blessed companion asked that person, that was not the right thing to do. It was not the correct thing to do. Tumne turant manga. Abhi sarkar ko mila sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was gifted and granted this as a present, and then same time you asked for it, you should have waited for him to use it for some time, and day after you should have taken it from him or requested for the shawl. That companion replied, by Allah Azza wa Jal, jisne manga tha, us sahabi ne phir ye arz kiya, Allah ki qasam, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I begged only for this reason, that the day when I die, jab main mar jaun, this shawl as a relic, as a tabarruk, could become my kafan and my shroud. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Later, it did become that person's kafan and shawl. Us bande ka, yani us sahabi rasool ka, wo phir kafan bana. It became his kafan. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us noor, grant us light in our graves through the noor of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala li further states in his poetry,
Mere kareem se gaye qatra kisi ne maanga, darya baha diye hai, darya baha diye hai, durbe baha diye hai, darya baha diye hai.
Allah Hazrat says, if anyone had asked even for a drop from my master, katra kisi ne manga, if someone asked from my generous master sallallahu alaihi wasallam even for a drop, he caused the sea of mercy and blessings to flow onto that person, and together with that, he allowed the priceless pearls of that to even be given to him. دریا بہا دیے ہیں, دربے بہا دیے ہیں. اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, subhanallah, it has been stated that great personalities in Islam, great personalities, subhanallah, that experience such amazing situations that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam removed the difficulties, because he is the one who removes the difficulties. He is the one who is the problem solver. He is the one who distributes peace and blessings and everything that you have that comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad bin Nafis rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, during my stay in Madinatul Munawwara, I once experienced extreme hunger. I presented myself in the court of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pleaded, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am hungry. Main bhooka hoon, piyasa hoon. Suddenly, he says, I fell asleep. Meanwhile, someone awoke me and asked me to go with him. From my sleep, as I got up, I went with that person. I agreed. So he took me to his house, serving me with dates, butter and wheat bread. He said, eat until you are satisfied, because my blessed ancestor, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has commanded me to be hospitable towards you. Allahu Akbar. Come to me whenever you feel hunger in the future as well. I am giving you open invitation and open permission. Whenever you need anything else in the future, you should always come to me. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, from this beautiful parable we learn that Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came in the dream of another ummati and said to him, host him, make him your guest and be very presentable towards him. Show the best hospitality towards him. And he says, I was given this instruction in my dream, as the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam instructed me to host you. Subhanallah. Someone else is asking for food and someone else is asked to actually host this person. An open ijazat and permission is given to come whenever there's a need. Subhanallah. So humko mangana chahiye. Sharmana bhi nahi chahiye. Subhanallah. Kareem aisa mila hai jiske khule hai haath aur bhare khazane. Batao ae muflison ke phir kyun tumhara dil istiraab mein hai. When you have such a generous Kareem, such a generous master whose hands are open and whose treasures have no bound, then why is your heart, O grief-stricken people, batao ae muflison ke phir kyun tumhara dil istiraab mein hai? Why is the heart of the grief-stricken people still absorbed in doubt? پتہ نہیں ملے گا کہ نہیں ملے گا. ہم مانگیں گے کہ نہ مانگے, ہم کب مانگے, کس طرف رخ کر کے مانگے, ہم کیا گنبد خضرا کی طرف ہاتھ اٹھا کر کے مانگے کہ ہم کعبۃ اللہ شریف کی طرف ہاتھ اٹھا کر کے مانگے. شیطان میں کم اینڈ پٹ مینی ڈفرنٹ ٹائپس آف وسوساز اینڈ آئیڈیاز ان ٹو یور مائنڈ, لیکن ایک بات یاد رکھیں, اعلیٰ حضرت نے فرمایا ہے, مانگیں گے مانگے جائیں گے مانگے پائیں گے, مانگیں گے مانگے جائیں گے منہ مانگے پائیں گے, سرکار میں نہ لاہے نہ حاجت اگر کی ہے, سرکار میں نہ لاہے نہ حاجت اگر کی ہے, نہ حاجت اگر کی ہے, پیغام سبا لائی ہے گلزار نبی سے, آیا ہے بلاوا مجھ دربار نبی سے, دربار نبی سے. You will find many, many such accounts, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Hazrat Sayyidina Ahmad bin Muhammad Sufi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said that I continued to wander in the jungles for 3 months until my skin became very thin and weak. Finally, 3 months ke baad, main Madinatul Munawwara pahuncha and made my salam at the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Shaykhain Kareemain, yani Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Salam pesh karne ke baad, I then fell asleep. In my dream, I had the privilege and the honor of the vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was saying, Ahmad, you have arrived. Look what has become your condition. Look at your situation. Allahu Akbar. I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ana ja'i'un wa ana waifuk. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am hungry and I am your mehman. I am your guest, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Open, yani open your hand." When I opened my hand, there were few dirhams. When I woke up, I found those dirhams in my hand. I went to the market and bought bread and faluda. Allahu Akbar. And he says, I then eaten that faluda and the bread that I bought from the market with that money which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave in my hand in my dream. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We learn this hakikat and reality. Ki jo kuch mila hai.
La bil arsh jisko jo mila unse mila. La bil arsh jisko jo mila unse mila. Badti hai kaunain mein ni'mat rasoolullah ki. Badti hai kaunain mein ni'mat rasoolullah ki.
Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these were some of the narrations which we have heard with regards to his generosity. Aap itne kareem hai, itne sakhi hai. And now we end, inshallah, azza wa jalla, on this beautiful parable that I want to share with the viewers of Madani Channel with regards to who was the muazzin of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muazzin-e-Rasul, Khadim-e-Rasul. And he was also the treasurer of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Bilal-e-Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was from Halab, from Syria. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abdullah Hawzani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated this incident and story. He says, I met with the muazzin of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at Halab, Syria, and asked him about the expenses made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka jo kharcha tha, kis tarah se kharcha kiya jata tha, uske hawale se, us taluk se maine kuch sawal kiye. I was then told by Bilal radiyallahu anhu, he said, I was responsible for spending the wealth the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given. I performed this job from the time of prophethood was announced until his apparent demise. Yani, jab se Elan-e-Nubuwat hua, until the last and final moments of his physical and earthly life, this was my responsibility to handle the cash flow, to distribute and to buy and to do whatever. So subhanallah, he says, when any Muslim who needed any clothes or anything came to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would order me and I would borrow money from someone at times and buy a shawl or whatever and give that Muslim and even feed him as well. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, he says, one day a polytheist, he came to me and said, oh Bilal, as of today, you don't need to borrow money from anyone except me. I have a lot of wealth. So whenever you need any sort of money or any sort of loan, then come to me and I would loan you and give you money. Instead of you asking other people, come to me. Allahu Akbar. Yet this person approached Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu on his own and he offered this by himself. So one day, Bilal radiallahu anhu said, I was performing wudu and I stood to make the adhan when that person saw, whilst he was accompanied by other traders, he spoke ill of me and he said, do you know how many days are left in the repayment? Allah, Allah, Allah. He embarrasses Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu by asking this question openly. The time of repayment has approached, yani it has come near. And if you would not pay me, because there are only 4 days left, I will make you my slave and will make you graze my goats as you used to do in those days. He gave this dhamki and he threatened Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu in this way. Allah, Allah, Allah. That's what hurt his feelings. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu became very worried. After offering Isha Salah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to his blessed house. Taking permission, he says, I humbly entered the blessed room of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fidaka ummi wa abi, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the polytheist that I borrowed money from has threatened to make me his slave. We both have nothing to repay the debt that we have taken, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will disgrace me. Please allow me to go to some people and take some other loan or do something so that we could repay this debt, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu left In the morning, he says, I came out to go somewhere. Meanwhile, a person came running and said, Oh Bilal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called for you. Allahu Akbar. When he reached the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I saw four camels fully loaded with items. I asked for permission to enter. The greatest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam granted him permission and said, congratulations, O Bilal, Allah has provided the means to repay your debt. He then asked, did you not see the four camels? I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, I had seen it. Allahu Akbar, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the ruler of Fadak has sent these camels. Keep all grains and clothes loaded on them and repay your debt with them. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu says, after obeying the command of the Holy Rasul sallam, I did as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had ordered me. I then came to the masjid and I made salam to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked, what benefit did you receive from this wealth, O Bilal? I humbly said, Allah Azza wa Jalla has assisted me to repay all the debts His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. He asked, is there anything left from that wealth? I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, abhi humne baatne ke baad itna baata, itna diya, uske baawajood bhi us waha maal rakha hua hai. There is a lot of wealth that is still there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spend it, O Bilal, go and distribute it. Because I will not go home until it is not distributed. After completing Isha Salah, he called me and asked about the remaining wealth. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I still have it. I could not find any needy person. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that night stayed in the masjid. The next day, he called me again after Isha Salah on the third day and he says, O Bilal, I presented myself. I said, Labbaik Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked, what is the condition now? I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now I have distributed all the wealth which you have commanded me to distribute. Listening to this, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam called out the takbir and thanked Allah azza wa jalla. He was distressed that death may arrive whilst I still have these possessions and items in my custody. Allahu Akbar. I then followed him until he entered his blessed home. Subhanallah. So remember, this is the guideline that whatever we want, whatever we do need, we should ask from the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Surely, dear viewers of Madini channel, all your answers and all your questions will be answered from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has farmate him.
Dhaare chalte hai ata ke wo hai qatra tera. Dhaare chalte hai ata ke wo hai qatra tera. Dhaare khilte hai sakha ke wo hai zarra tera. Judo karam hai shage batha tera.
Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had never said la, no to any person, anybody who asked for anything. In Shifa Sharif, dear viewers, which is volume number 1, you will find this narration. In another narration, it has been stated that once 70,000 dirhams were brought in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid those dirhams on a mat and started giving them away. No one on that day returned empty-handed until he had finished every dirham that was given to him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hame isse hi pata chala hai, dear viewers of Madine channel, at the end, that whatever we have got, it is from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought a camel from Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he later gave the same camel as a present and gift to him. Jin se khareeda hai unhi ko wapas aapne ata farmaya. Hai 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 hai. Aap ata bhi farmate hain, khareedte bhi hain taaki nafa bhi ho aur upar se mashallah, subhanallah, he gifted back. This is the style of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, usi tarah Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought a baby camel from Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, and then later he gave it to the son of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar.
Aata hai ghulamon pe unhe pyar kuch aisa.
آتا ہے فقیروں پہ انہیں پیار کچھ ایسا خود بھیک دے اور کہے منگتے کا بھلا ہو. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers of Madani channel, and we would end on this note, inshallah, azza wa jalla, that always remember that any person who asks for anything, the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam always had given that person whatever he had asked for. And Allah says, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Hum bhi kari, wo kareem unka khuda, unse fazoo, aur na کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی.
Dear viewers, we have now come completely to the end of today's episode and program, and we hope that you have enjoyed this program. Ask through the sadaqah and wasila of the holiest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your du'as will be answered faster than before, and you will see blessings in it. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, just remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.